is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am encouraging you to leave those difficult people in God's hands. As you've likely been hearing in the news, coronavirus cases are surging again, exceeding the peak we experienced this past summer. Despite this grim news, there are some states that still have no mask mandate. My first thought is how many lives could be saved if more people would just wear a mask. Now, if I were to unmask my true feelings about those who resist following the Center for Disease Control's guidelines, I would like to shake some common sense and empathy into them. But when I stop fantasizing about all the ways I would release my frustration, there are only two things left to do. One, leave these difficult people in God's hands. And two, recall what Jesus teaches us about the wheat and the weeds. In this story, a farmer planted good seed in his field, but during the night, an enemy came and planted weeds among the wheat. While the first inclination of the servants was to pull up the weeds, they had to consider that in doing so, they could harm the wheat. Jesus's point was that in life, the wheat and the weeds are intended to grow together until God separates them. Who in your life represents the weeds today? As you think about that, remember these words. Do not fret because of those who are evil, for like the grass, they will soon wither. Psalm 37:1-2. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Blues to Blessings and subscribe to the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, put them in God's hands.